Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Mindset is simply the way your mind is set over something, your beliefs, your attitudes. So money mindset is the belief, the attitudes that drive the decisions you make about money. And if you have a negative mindset, you have a problem with money. When we talk about mindset, there is negative and positive mindset. There is informed and ignorant mindset. There is productive and unproductive mindset. And I don't want you to have a negative mindset. I don't want you to have ignorant mindset. I don't want you to have unproductive mindset. It must be positive, informed, and productive. Because your thought makes your life. The Bible says to you, as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So I don't want you to hang around thinking trash and expecting to walk in greatness. That's what happens to the majority of people that hang around Pentecostal churches. They don't understand that the mind is the engine room of life. So they pray one kind of prayer and think a different kind of thought. And their thought cancels out their prayer. Now, in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, it says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul does what? Prosper. That's a simple thing that you need to understand. That God's dream, God's desire is that you prosper. You be in health as your soul prospers. So it is not acceptable for you to be prospering spiritually or mentally and not prospering monetarily. If you prosper mentally, you should also prosper monetarily. They must balance together. Now, prosperity, I define for you, is living the fullness of your kingdom inheritance, right? When you say a man is prosperous, it means everything God provided for him, he has access to it. He has peace, he has purity, he has power. He's holy, he's happy, he's healthy, and he's happening. That's prosperity. And we told you that money is the face and voice of prosperity. Money is not prosperity. But without money, you can't measure it. Is there anybody you know in your village who has no house, no car, no property, but who is very spiritual that you consider to be prosperous? Why? Even you as a Christian, you should look at the inner man. You're not hearing me. Now, even if the world doesn't understand, you should understand. But you don't understand. Because money is the face and voice of what? Prosperity. And money is the errand boy of every other facet of prosperity. If we are spiritually prosperous, it is money we use to finance it. You are here now hearing me because of money. You know, why I look at some people and I say, this people, their brain is actually on holiday. You cannot say, money is nothing. Just be spiritually prosperous. And I say, okay. Just walk down to the car shop and bracket to Rakashaka and collect the key and come back. Do you know you can be a highly anointed pastor and they come and lock your church? If you didn't pay the rent on time, you say, no, my God will deal with them. He said, I've told you once and again, if you don't have a land, you can't lord it over the land. Only an owner of a land can be landlord. So, if you don't own property, you can't lord it over the land. Every one of you here, I speak over you that very soon, you will have your property. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19 says, money answering how many things?
All things.
All things. I don't want you to worship money, but I need you to have a healthy understanding of the power of money. If you don't understand it, you will joke about it. And when you get to 45, 50, you'll be a beggar before others.
From day one, from the time you are getting out of secondary school into the campus, you must have a healthy understanding of money and make up your mind to make money. Whether male or female, any girl who doesn't make money will live all her life at the mercy of abusive men. Marriage becomes prison house if you can't take care. All of this, I must marry. God send me helper. When you enter marriage, you find out. I know they work like that. Please, I beg you, don't leave yourself naked. The moment you are moneyless, believe me, your options in life reduces.
I was passing Abba the other time, and it was raining. We're in the car. And I looked at water rushing into people's houses. And I saw people in their houses running helter-skelter. I was in the car. We are passing. The car was just driving slowly because of the flood. I said, praying. I said, God, help them. How is it that a human being is in his house and water is charging in like this? And he has no option. And he has to sleep here this night. And next week again. And next year he cannot change house because he can't afford it. The only reason a person can rent a house like that is because there are no options. If he has an option, that same night he will pack. He will leave immediately. I told you, anytime you see a young person testifying, praise the Lord, I wrote jam since 6 years ago and it didn't work. And this year, God has shown me mercy. His parents are poor. His mates have graduated. If the father and mother can afford it, even Ghana here, they will have sent him. It's just poverty. And if you don't take charge now, when you get to the point of giving birth to children, you'll be stranded. You get to a point where life is staring you on the face. You don't know what to do. Believe me, the suffering is too much. And I don't want you to have any respect for poverty. Don't use religion to cover it. Somebody died. He had an accident. They took him to the hospital. And money for deposit, they didn't have. This young man, they moved him from one place to another. Before they got to the last one, he has died. And I'm asking myself, how much is the deposit? It's not up to 50,000. Nobody around him had it. What kind of thing is this? I couldn't hold it. Listen to me. You can never be poor. How can you get to 30, you don't have a car, and you take it to be normal? Because all your friends are talkies. You don't know your neighbor. Why do you want to hang around talkies? Keep talking about how things are hard. Enough. If you don't have a man to push you, you will die in stupidity. But God anointed me to push you. And those of you who are already 30 without a car, before 35, you must have your car. Amen. Wealth is not my papa has money. That's the secret of lifetime poverty. The moment your father leaves the scene, your suffering begins. What I'm talking about, that you as a young person, keep growing, until you're a commander of wealth. Money takes discipline. To make money early in life takes discipline and shooting out like an arrow, refusing to be distracted, so that when you get to a certain level in life, you can sit down and chop life. You see, you get to a certain level in life, you look at yourself and say, Kai, I deserve this. Now, have you ever traveled before and you're in an aircraft and you are coming in? Now, in Nigeria here, they don't often do that. But abroad, you see yourself, you are coming in and you find out that they have two gates. This one is the gate for poor people. As you are coming, all of you are carrying your luggage and you're just coming. You get there, they say, first class this way. All of you. At that moment, you know that life not equal at all. Maybe we are walking with somebody just gisting and just talking. We are chatting in the lounge, just coming in and all of that. And I say, first class this way, business class this way. You look at yourself, you have to go this way.
The bad thing about it is that you that move there, you'll feel small. You will feel bad. You won't say anything. But deep inside you, you know it's not fair. I stretch my hand over you. From today till the rest of your life, poverty never near you. Poverty is bad. I want you to hate it. Not just hate it as somebody who heard about it, somebody who knows how dangerous it is.
First mindset is this: money is not everything. Meaning is bigger than money. The first thing I want you to know about money is that money is not everything. Meaning is bigger than money. When we want money, we don't mean go by all means. We don't mean kill, steal, do 419, Yahoo Plus, use human organ, betray your friends and neighbors. That's not how to make money. That's not how we got here. Money is not everything. A good name is better than riches. I know in Nigeria, they don't believe that again. But believe me, most of the people who became rich at old age, they found out it was true. Anything God doesn't give you, don't take. I'm old enough to know now that money is not everything. So please, don't do a by all means journey. Let your life have meaning. Somebody say meaning.
Meaning.
Let your life have meaning. Ask yourself, what am I on earth for? Find a purpose to life. Money is a cushion, but purpose is the reason why you are here. Find why you are here. Stay on it. If I was poor but preaching the gospel, I would be happy. I found out after many years of relating with senior pastors, we talk. And then many times they tell you, say, you guys are the ones that are doing things. It's not that they didn't make money, but the reason they were created was not fulfilled. There's still a hunger in them to make meaning. But right now, when they stand on a pulpit, nothing is flowing. Having cash and having purpose is not the same. They found out too late. So please, in everything you are doing, ask yourself, what am I here on earth for? Make the money, but focus on meaning. Somebody say meaning.
Meaning.
Second mindset you must have about money is that money is a life tool. You use it to solve problems and to make impact. Money is not an end in itself. It's a life tool. The aim of money is to solve problems and to make impact. Understand that so you don't worship money. People who don't understand that can have a billion naira in their account and then there's a problem to solve and they're not solving it, they're keeping the money. We are not keeping money. Money is a tool. Somebody say tool. It's not for looking at their bank account for solving problems. So I want you to know right now, having so much in your account is not important. What is important is what problems is it solving and what impact is it making. So you always focus your thinking about money on how to be relevant to my generation. The third mindset you have about money is that money is not scarce. You can always make money. The first education they give a Nigerian child about money is that money is scarce. And that's the education that keeps us in poverty. Money is not scarce. Get up and ask yourself, how do I make this? Indians are making it. Chinese are making it. All kinds of colors are making it. Why are you busy here talking about being oppressed? Anybody can rise. Can you rise?
Yes, sir.
And in Nigeria, they make you believe. It is, in this country, it's man, no man, not in the walk. Listen to me. If you check well today, there are people you know that were born in abject poverty that ended up rich. So it can happen to you. Money is not scarce. That you don't have money doesn't mean it's scarce. Money is not scarce. And money will come to you.
Amen.
And can I tell you one of the beautiful things about money? The moment you start making money, money starts coming to you with ease. The moment you make your first million and two and ten and start relating with wealthy people, believe me, getting money becomes very easy. How many of you understand that most rich people, the things that poor people struggle to own, the rich people don't buy it. There's a guy that Rolex watch is $20,000. An average rich man is doing his birthday, he gets 10 Rolexes. Ah, this and that. Somebody comes, they give you a Bentley. I told you a story of the Sultan Brunei about the American man that went to do a work for him. A company in America sent them on a consultancy to go and do some things for this guy, the Sultan of Brunei. So they finished and they did the work so beautifully. The man came, looked at it, was so excited. They've tried to do that, they couldn't get it done. And these guys flew in, and in a few short days, they've sorted the problem out for him in his country. He was excited. And he said to the guy, please, you led this team. I'm going to do something good for you and all of that. He said, what do you want? And the man said, no, we just came to do our job in our country. You don't ask. The man said, no, it's not bribe. I'm not doing anything. I just want to do you a favor. What do you want? The king, the Sultan of Brunei, is asking him. So casually, the man is a golfer. So the man said, just give me a golf club and left. Waited in the hotel room for them to bring the golf bag. And they didn't. He finished. His flight came. He left the country. Landed in the U.S. And forgot about it because as far as he was concerned, maybe the man wasn't serious. But he didn't understand who he was talking to. This is a man that has given out at least 17 Boeing 747 to friends for birthday. He gets it for them and they fit it like a house. Boeing 747 is the kind you use for Arik. That carries 240 something passengers. Not the one for private jet. But he gets it for his friends. And they fit it so that when you are traveling, you can lie down and sleep well. This friend is having a birthday. He just dashes him. This one. So when the man told him I need a golf club, he couldn't think of the kind you carry and used to go and play. He thought the man understood him. How wealthy he was. So he told them, okay, no problem. The man left. He called his boy and said, where is he from? He says, he's from California. He said, go to California, buy a land and build him a golf club. The young man didn't know. He thought the man forgot to give him a gift. He went to the country, finished. More than a year and 4 months later, he was at home. He got a phone call. Are you so and so? He said, yes. He said, the Sultan asked me to give you a club. He said, okay, bring it. The man said, no, come, I'm taking you to it. He said, what? He said, I want to take you to it. He said, bring it to me. Is it not a club? He said, okay, come. The man drove to his office, picked him up. He thought they were going to buy it, the club. Until the man drove him to a fully built golf course. 18 holes with rivers in between. Everything with golf house and all that. He said, that's your own. Brothers and sisters, may you be at that level. Wealth. Somebody say wealth. For people who are up there, money is not scarce. Before this year is over, you are on fast track to being a billionaire. Yeah. So please record it in your medulla oblongata. Money is not scarce. It's the biggest nonsense that puts poor people in longer term poverty. Money is currency. Nobody owns money. In the flow, they go. Another one is money is not for fools. Money is not for fools. It takes knowledge to prosper. It takes intentionality to prosper. It takes knowledge. It takes intentionality. And this is the second thing that kills the average Nigerian when it comes to money. Three things that foolish people don't think they need training for. Number one is marriage. Number two is money. Number three is ministry. These three M's. The moment you meet a fool, one of the things you need to notice about them is their resistance to knowledge. I don't mean they didn't go to school. I mean they resist knowledge. If I tell this guy now, you're about to get married, you're about to enter into a venture with somebody, in which both of you are going to cohabit for the next 40 years of your life, go and do a training for 3 months concerning that, and he says no. Believe me, even heaven, even Satan will tell you that guy is a fool. You're about to enter into a venture in which you and somebody are going to cohabit for 40 whole years. You are going to hand over your life to one person for the rest of your life and say, train yourself on how to make it work. And you say, no, I'm not interested. If Satan physically appears, he will look at you and say, oh boy, you mumu. No fool believes he needs training for marriage. Every fool believes I know how to make marriage work. Have you noticed that most people, when it comes to the issue of making money, they have this assumption, just give me money to start business. Just give me money. If I can only have money, if I can only have money, I have idea, just give me money. I have idea. No, don't bother me, just give me money. If making money was that easy, there'll be no poor man.
All your parents you see today wanted to be rich. Oh. And they will tell you it's your uncle that stopped them. No, it's not your uncle that stopped your father. He said, in fact, they will think where your uncle do me, eh? That man, he used witchcraft, scatter me. Now lie. He said, I was doing well. And everything scatter. Why you everything scatter was that you didn't understand the dynamics of money. You don't understand how it moves. You don't understand when it's going and when it's coming. You don't understand how to structure things in order to make them work. There are women that have started 10 businesses and none of them worked. And to sit down and learn, they won't learn. They think that if they have a PhD or a degree, that they know something. And if you correct them, they get angry. Leave them alone. Don't invest in them. Because every time you invest in them, it's a hole you are throwing the money into. Do you know there is no business on earth that doesn't have secrets? Even selling granola by the roadside, if you don't know how they make it work, you will sell your own with go loss. There's no business without secrets. Anybody can be talented. Not everybody can market their talent. I know what to do. I know anytime somebody is shouting, I know what to do. And getting irritated when you question what the person is doing, you know foolishness is at work. When a man has wisdom, he wants the wisdom to be tested. So he opens himself to questions before he enters a venture. So that any loopholes can be opened to him. That's how you prepare to launch out anything. You allow people to question you. That's why investors will never invest on you without questioning. They turn everything upside down to make sure that they know that you understand what you are venturing into. How are you going to make this work? How do you scale this thing up? How do you make this thing profitable? How do you handle this? How are you advertising? How are you marketing? And they're talking to you about so many things. You look at them and then you get angry. Why is he questioning my intelligence? The moment you are in that mood, you're a dangerous person for money to enter his hand. That's why many parents who are rich, who have children, who are stuck up, those children collect money, but they don't go far. Every year you keep putting money into their hand. Keep putting money into their hand. Because they don't understand that for anything you got to do in life, there must be clear planning. Look at all the rich men you used to know. How many of them are their children successful? Some of them that died, their children couldn't maintain their money. That's not how the world works. Money cannot be made by fools. A foolish man can hit a jackpot, but luck runs out quick. Have you had a lot of these young people that run around and they do Naira bet? You know why they do that? They're looking for a cheap and quick way of getting money. You know the mentality, if I can have 5 million, if I can have 3 million, if money enter my hand, what thing I go do? Let me tell you what they will do. The moment the money enters the hand, if 5 million enters the hand of a fool, now he has bought a car tomorrow. He goes to have a party with his friends. He changes his attire. He thinks that 5 million lasts forever. The moment he has bought that rickety car for 3.5 million and spent 1 million to dress up, he's left 500,000. Let me tell you what he's going to do with the 500,000. He gets desperate to bet more in case something will hit. 2 weeks, he has betted the 500,000. And then he starts lying and borrowing. And before you know, somebody grabs him and collects the car. And then witches have started attacking him. That's the diagnosis of a fool. I speak over you. You will never walk in shame. Please, if you are going to prosper, invest in knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. And then be intentional about making money. Be intentional. Any one of you here right now, the moment you enter into your place of money making, some of the things you criticize about big men will begin to happen in your life. And they don't give time to anybody. They don't do this one. It will start happening in your life. You say, I'm not going to do that. Then your business will fall. The moment you set up something, you need to travel to Canada, need to travel to US, need to travel to China, need to travel this, your attitude to life will change. Your complaint is because you don't understand how success works. Number 5, money making takes risk. If you're going to make money, you've got to take risk. You want to invest in something. You're going to risk losing what you have. By the end of the day, you're going to make it. Now, risk is not investing in nonsense. And if you put money here, in 3 months, they're going to give you 500%. There's nothing on earth that works like that. Let me tell you what they do. They collect money. Let's say they take 30,000 from you and they promise you 50,000. And the man has 100,000 he kept before. He will pay you the 50,000. Another 30,000 from someone, pay him the 50,000. Another 30,000 from them, pay him the 50,000. By the time he has paid 5 persons 50,000 from their 30,000, his 100,000 has depleted.
That's a startup capital. But the five people he has paid has gone and told people that this thing works. So what do? They have 50 persons come. As the 50 comes, he collects from and mixes together, pay this one. By the time those people go out and tell people, 1,000 has come. The moment they get to 5,000 and he looks into the account, there's a billion, he starts paying and takes off. That's the business plan. It's called Ponzi scheme. Don't be foolish. He said, No. It's the same business plan everywhere. You get 1 million. You kept it in your account. You get some people, you pay them. They go and announce it. And then suddenly, the moment you hit 2 billion, bam, all the people are here cursing him, going for prayer vigil. So you see, they ensure that their money will return. The young man is working life. Don't run into all those nonsense. Lift your hand as you go today. Walk in wisdom. But when we're talking about risk, there's risk of different businesses. Get busy, find something to do, and listen to me. Everywhere you invest, there's a possibility that you won't make it. But if you don't make it, start again. What is most important is that when you're a young person, you don't start with so much. Don't jump into any business with 10 million, 7 million, 15 million, unless you can afford it, unless your parents can afford it. Because you have to test the waters. Start with the little you can, 500,000, 300,000. Start with something and then test it and say, I can manage it, I can handle it. And then move on. Another thing about money mindset is that money is managed. One of the hardest things for people who don't understand money to do is to defer gratification. You see, I am here now. I can walk into a car shop today and buy a car. And I am not broke. But the issue is this. I started from somewhere before I got here. And if I start living like a fool, what I have will leave me alone. But you see, if you see a fool, he wants the money. So he wants a car. He wants a shirt. He wants this. He wants this. And all of that. He doesn't understand what it takes to make that. So I have a small shop. This my shop makes 50,000 in a month. In 7 years of running that shop, I actually keep making 50,000 in a month for 7 years. But I have nothing I have achieved. Why? Because I keep always living above my means. Every month I make clothes. I buy shoes and all of that. That's not how money is made. The way money is made is this. That the moment money starts coming into your life, you reduce your expenditure. You become stingy. You tighten your hand. You refuse to spend like a fool. You see the money, you keep it. Because in business, cash is king. If you don't have cash, opportunities will come. You won't be able to enter. You don't buy the things that others are buying. Have you noticed some of these Igbo boys that used to live in Face Me and Face You in Dube and are running spare parts business of multi-millions? They're living in one room, Face Me and Face You. If you get to their shop is worth 40 million. They're ordering containers. The only time you know the man is rich is when he launches his house. From Face Me and Face You, you see a duplex. You say, this man had money? That's how you keep money. The foodie people say, no, he doesn't spend money. What is he talking about? We have money. No, if you have that money and you don't manage it well, it will go. Money is currency. It doesn't hang out with fools. You manage it. Nobody becomes great by mumurity. That small money that you gather, you sit down, you ask yourself, what major thing do we do with this? You schedule it, you hit it. That major thing becomes the talk of the town. Your ministry has shifted to another level. The man who didn't know what to do has spread it this way, wasted the whole thing. When the major opportunity comes, he can't hit anything. Because that amount of money, you may not see it again for another 2 years. He said, no, I'm believing God. And God said, you don't believe me. I'm sorry. I deny you. Because major money doesn't come at once many times. Lift your hand as you go today. Walk in wisdom.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.